AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told his aide, Cassidy Hutchinson, on January 5th of last year,
things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
Hutchinson gave the House committee investigating the Capitol riot a firsthand look at Donald Trump's actions on the day of the riot. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
25-year-old Cassidy Hutchinson says the president had been told the supporters he was to address on January 6th had weapons.
I don't even care that they have weapons.
And ordered the Secret Service to remove metal detectors he thought was slowing down his backers.
Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here.
Hutchinson says the president demanded to go with them.
I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now.
She relayed a story from Deputy White House Chief of Staff Tony Ornato about what happened when the president's lead bodyguard refused.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
And then lunged toward the Secret Service agent. Hutchinson testified the White House's top lawyer had warned what would happen if the president went to the Capitol as Congress certified his election loss.
We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In New York, Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping the late financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse underage girls. The number of dead from a truck found in sweltering heat in Texas is up to 50. A fourth person has died from an Amtrak train derailment in Missouri. President Biden opened his three-day visit to a NATO summit by pledging to beef up the American military presence in Europe as he denounced Russia's Vladimir Putin for trying to wipe out Ukrainian culture. Turkey agreed to lift its opposition to Sweden and Finland joining NATO. Wall Street closes the day with big losses. This is AP News. The man who shot and wounded President Ronald Reagan in 1981 has made a public apology.
John Hinckley Jr. says he doesn't remember and doesn't want to remember the emotions he was feeling when he fired the shots that wounded President Reagan, paralyzed his press secretary James Brady, and also wounded a police officer and a Secret Service agent. Then 25, Hinckley was suffering from acute psychosis when he undertook the assassination attempt. Appearing on CBS Mornings, his first TV interview since his release from court supervision, Hinckley says he does feel remorse for all the lives his actions affected. He says he realizes those people probably can't forgive him now, but he still wants them to know he's sorry. I'm Ben Thomas.
Recent Oscar winners Ariana DeBose, Tony Kotzer, and Billie Eilish are among those invited to join the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. 44% of the class identify as women, 50% are from outside the U.S., 37% are from underrepresented ethnic and racial communities. Ed Donahue, AP News.